Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today's show is a very inspiring one, and my guest is very inspiring as well. She's going to be talking to us about the power of prayer in healing our lives and helping us to live the very best lives possible. Her own life exemplifies how that manifests in the real world. Her name is Diane Williams, and she is the author of the book Angels in Action, 12 Stories to Inspire. Diane works as a full-time freelance writer, writing book reviews, profiles, feature journalistic articles, and books in Laverne, California, and she is soon to release her memoir called The Invisible Child. Diane's work has appeared in Guideposts Magazine, Pray Magazine, Plus Magazine, Living Light News, Christian Journal, Laverne Magazine, and the Laverne Community Newspaper, as well as other news magazines and newspapers. Diane is a witness and counselor to people across the nation who call the Guideposts Prayer Ministry Hotline. She grew up in New York and attended Brooklyn College, where she completed her bachelor's degree in sociology with a minor in social work. After graduating, she married her college beau and led the life of a career woman, juggling work, children, and wifely obligations. But then in 1993, her elevated flight plunged into a tumultuous ocean of doubt when she was forced to scale the twisted precipice of chronic rheumatoid arthritis. That was a steep climb. Her career ended, her husband packed and disappeared, and her bank account evaporated, leaving Diane alone to fulfill the role of both mother and provider for her two daughters. Yet through it all, scaling that rocky ascent gave her a vantage point in life which was above all she had previously known. Diane took this newfound perspective as an opportunity to become more compassionate and to live life fearlessly. She and her daughters created Angel Works, a nonprofit for young caregivers. And then, with all this going on in 1995, Diane graduated from the University of Laverne's Graduate School of Communication with an emphasis in journalism. So now let me introduce you to this very inspirational guest. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, and thank you so much, Randy, for having me on your show today to speak with your listeners.
Thank you very much for being my guest today. So I guess the best way to start is to tell a little bit about your rise and descent, generally what your rise and descent was.
Okay. Well, just to give you a little background about me, I was born in North Carolina, and then when I was three, my parents decided to move to New York City. So I was raised in New York City, and then when I became 34, I decided it's time to move to California, where I am now. But during the time, I was going through great life. I mean, I was very outgoing and into a lot of different activities. Life was just good. And elementary school, junior high school, it was even better. College was even better because that's where I met the love of my life. Life was really, really great, and I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a writer originally. But the first class I took in writing, the professor gave me an F on my paper, and he said to me, if you ever want to eat in this lifetime, you better go pick another major.
That's horrible.
And of course, you know me being the young student, thinking the professor had all the knowledge, I did exactly what he told me, and I became a social worker. But with social work, there's a lot of writing, so I still was able to do a lot of writing anyway. And I love doing social work, and it was an awesome job. But then at one point I became burnt out, and I became an entertainment reporter. So I was writing, reviewing plays and cultural events and movies and things of that nature, which I love doing. And I was moving along. Everything was going pretty good. I had my two daughters. They were doing well. My husband was doing well. And then arthritis hit me again. Arthritis had hit me when I was 26. I had just had, actually 25. When I went to the doctor, he diagnosed me with arthritis.
And you're talking about rheumatoid arthritis, correct?
Correct, rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
I noticed that my legs, specifically in the knee and the ankle area, was extremely huge. It started just growing. You know, it went from like a golf ball to a tennis ball. Then it looked like it went to a bowling ball. I said, oh, God. And the more it grew, the more difficult it became for me to walk. And I was in excruciating pain. So, of course, I went to the doctor. And he, you know, told me that gave you the workup and told me it was rheumatoid arthritis. And he gave me some medication and sent me home. And everything he said would be okay. But it wasn't. It continued to get worse. And then I went back. And to make a long story short, when I became pregnant, all symptoms and signs of arthritis went away. My body felt 100% well. And so I went, and I asked the doctor, well, what happened? And he told me to stop taking the medication, of course, because I was pregnant. But it went away, and I was feeling good, thinking things were great. But then I want to share a little bit of one of my stories called Try God to let you guys know what happened then.
Okay. This is a chapter in your book.
Yes. I'm home now from the hospital with my baby. The middle of the night. It's the crying sound to jolt me awake. I struggle using my mouth, my elbows, and my hips to remove my sheet. And then leaning on the headboard, I managed to stand. My 3-month-old baby begins a hysterical cry. And I say, move, leg, move. I shout, dragging 1 foot at a time. I limp as quickly as I can toward her crib on the opposite side of the room. 15 minutes later, I reached my beautiful baby girl. I looked into her tear-filled brown eyes and whispered, I love you. At the tender age of 26 I had given birth to my first child. My health was failing due to rheumatoid arthritis. Even though I took one medication after another, the doctors had given me no hope. My feet were swollen to bowling balls. I spent every day in excruciating pain and relentless hours pleading, negotiating, begging, help God, somebody, anybody, please help me to remove this dreaded disease from my body. My baby needs me now. I believe my daily pain would have to leave me some way, somehow. The more I thought of my daughter, the more I had to believe there was a prescription for change. In the midst of my thoughts came a knock at the door. I didn't answer it, hoping they would go away. The knocking continued. So finally I responded. Guess who it was? Jehovah's Witness. The lady was so patient. It took me an hour to get to the door. So I decided I would let her in. And she said to me, oh, you have a beautiful home. Oh, good morning. Thanks for letting me in. But you're limping. What's wrong? You have something wrong with your foot? You okay? And then I explained to her what was going on, you know, with my diagnosis and everything. She looked at me and put her hands on mine. She looked into my eyes. She said, did you know that God is a healer and he heals his people? I really didn't know. I sighed deeply before I ticked off that long list of remedies I had tried, and the disease had only exacerbated. She said, but have you tried God, Diane? Do you know God, Diane? Would you like to know God, Diane? I guess. Well, I can teach you all about his healing power. I was so desperate and such excruciating pain. I listened to this lady, listening to her every single word. And when she finished, we made an agreement for her to come and visit me twice a week. And she started coming twice a week and continued to tell me about this healing power that everybody has within them and how the healing power can be used. And I listened. And one day, well, I got like a nudging or a prompting, and it said, you need to go to this healthcare facility called Heal Thyself Nutrition Center. I made an appointment and drove over, wondering what I was getting myself into. After filling out this paperwork with the receptionist, I was escorted to the office of the hygienist, and I sat down opposite him. Immediately, he began waving a long chain with a charm on his back and forth across my face. He chanted slowly, relax, relax. I did my best to cooperate, but I must admit that I was thinking, this guy is a quack. Still, I was so desperate. So there I sat as he waved the chain before me and chanted, relax, relax. I began to slip into some kind of a trance. In that tranquil state, I heard his gentle voice describing how my blood, colon, joints, cartilage, minerals, immune system, digestive systems, how they all combine to produce this disease in my imbalanced body. Your body can be put back in balance, but only you can do it, he said to me softly. Looking deep into my eyes, Diane, this is your prescription you will follow for the next 21 days, he said. First, make and drink raw fruit and vegetable juices. As he spoke, I viewed the list of fresh juices. spinach and wheatgrass. I never even heard of wheatgrass. Collard greens and carrots. Each combination sounded more disgusting and unedible than the last. I tried to refrain from grimacing. He continued to outline my daily treatment routine. I was commissioned to participate in spiritual activity, to participate in meditation, to participate in visualization, to participate in affirmation, to participate in prayer, to every single day. And then he said, do that upon waking in the morning. And then do your yoga exercises, which they showed me how to do, and deep breathing. He said, breathing is so important. You breathe in power, and you breathe out the disease. So make sure you do your deep breathing exercises 3 times a day. I was so far so good. But then he said to me, I had to only drink these juices for 21 days. No solid food. I said, well, how can prayer, meditation, fix these and juice heal somebody? He smiled and nodded. I said, why can't I eat? I'm used to eating. I'd much rather eat the greens than drink them. He said, listen, this is 2 basic reasons. First, the body needs a lot of nutrients when it's out of balance. In addition, liquid reaches the bloodstream much faster and flushes out the toxins. The quicker we excrete the poisons, the sooner we rebuild the body and renew the mind and the spirit, bringing the integral parts into harmony and becoming healthy, whole, and complete. That sounded good, but I was still skeptical. But I was desperate, and the doctors hadn't given me a solution. I needed something. I was scared. I was scared I was going to die, but I was desperate. So I remember what the lady said to me. She said, try God. So the guy said, trust what I'm saying to you. And he continued to explain to me about the nutrients that were in the food. And he continued to explain to me why spiritual and inspirational practices would be helpful. And he told me, no phone calls except in case of emergency, no visitors, no radio, no television, no outside communication unless they are involved in your healing process. Let's start your healing process now. The longer you wait, the longer it will take for you to be healed.
Can we fast forward to the outcome, Diane?
Okay. So basically, the outcome was, I did that for 21 days. It took me 2.5 years. For all the symptoms of arthritis to leave the body again. And it left for 12 solid years. And I wrote
12 what?
12 years.
12 years, okay.
Yeah, it left for 12 years. I thought it was gone forever. And I wrote this, but then I went back to my old habits. When you go back to old habits, you get your old things. So that's when it came back again.
And now this is something that you suffer from constantly,
correct.
Right? Okay.
Correct.
So what did you learn from all this? I mean, you know, we talk about the miracles that can happen in life and how prayer can lead us to those miracles. What did you discover?
I discovered that no matter what type of setback you're going through, you can always have a setup for success. Because this situation gave me a story to tell where I could relate and connect to people. This situation gave me tools to work with. Whenever there's a setback, you don't have to stay stuck. Use these tools of the meditation. Spend the time meditating. Just cleansing your mind. And Deepak Chopra, he talks about, he's like the meditation guru. He tells us about that power of meditation. And it's great for prevention. Even better for prevention of not just physical things, but emotional things, psychological things, educational things. Because I remember when I was going to college, sometimes when I was taking exams, like it's a lot of work in college. When you go back as an older person, it looks like it's triple the amount of work. And I knew the answers because I had read the material. But when I got the exam, for some reason, the answers wasn't coming to me. So I began to meditate. And the answers just came screwing out the brain.
Amazing.
Always.
You know, right. I mean, I believe in that, too. I find that meditation, it resets us, you know. If you're having a day and you're feeling very anxious or whatever is bothering you, you meditate, it resets the clock right back to neutral again, and it's just really a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. You said, so now whenever life presents you with an obstacle that you face, you pray and you get out of God's way. What do you mean by that?
Oh, absolutely. What I mean by that is you set your goal. For instance, say you lost your job and you're going through financial hardship and you're looking for another job. You're doing everything that you know. You got the resume together. You got the your networking team. You've called everybody on it. You're doing everything that, you know, most people do to look for a job. But you're anxious. I want this job. I want to work as a social worker, and I want to do it in the Department of Social Services. That's my goal, and that's what I want. You know, so give it to me, God. Give it to me. You want, this is what you want. And that's great. And God does give us what we want, but not always what we want, when we want, and how we want it. And when I say get out of God's, I mean pray your prayer because that's what you want. But don't become attached to the outcome. Want
okay.
it, but don't get attached to it.
Allow right. God. That's really, really a good way to think, right? I like the way you said that. Don't get attached to the outcome. What is your current state of health, Diane?
My current state of health is I've been diagnosed with chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, last stage. There's no help for it, and I use a wheelchair to get around, and I use a caregiver to help me do my daily living activities. That's pretty much where I'm at.
Right. But you don't want to be pitied, and I don't blame you for wanting, you know, not wanting to be pitied, because you have found your power among, you know, all this physical disability, and you went back to school, and you got a degree, and you found people came to your aid and helped you. You say that your blessings come from a source greater than you. It is within you, and your hope is that it shines from the inside out. Do you find people still want to pity you?
Occasionally, yes, but a lot of people don't, because people, some people do, but most people do not because of the way I carry myself. I'm very active. I wear out my caregivers. They said, oh, my God, Ms. Williams, we're exhausted because I I also go out and I do speeches, and I need them to come with me, you know, get me prepared for my speech, go with me to wherever I'm presenting this speech. And then after the speech, people come up and, well, you know, talk with me and stuff. So, and then we come back home. Now it's time to eat, and that now I got to write. They're like, oh, Miss Williams. Yeah, most of them are tired. I'm very active, and I enjoy being active now that my daughters are adults. They don't need me like they used to. And it keeps me going. Like I say, live life fearlessly, fearlessly. Have no fear, no matter what's going on. Just keep putting your foot forward.
That's beautiful. We should all learn from that. I mean, because people have little minor things that set them back so far, and it's so great to hear somebody who, you know, has so much adversity and does not let it affect her at all. I mean, that's amazing.
Oh, it affects me now. I don't think that. But what I did, was from the onset of this illness, I said, you give yourself 5 minutes for a pity party. And that's it. Because I remember I saw this movie, Shawshank Redemption. The man said, you could get busy living or you could get busy dying. Mm. Pitying to me, you're putting yourself in the grave. I have too much to do. So I have a lot more books to write, a lot more speeches to make, you know. So therefore, I don't have time for the graveyard right now.
Wow.
I'm not ready to rest.
I like what you said in the end of your book. You say a person without peace is more pitiful than one confined to a wheelchair. I love that. Wow.
Did you?
I do. I love that.
What did you like about that?
Because we don't think of it that way. We don't think of living without peace as being a pitiful way to live. Because many people do, and it doesn't show externally.
That is
so. Tell me what you meant. Tell me what you meant by it.
That's exactly what I meant. And that's one of the things that I learned by being in a wheelchair. I learned peace. I learned joy. Most days I'm full of peace. I'm full of joy. Don't too much rock my nerve. And because I remember one time a girlfriend of mine, she said, Diane, it's so hard for you to get your water. You can't even get water. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't blah, blah. Why do you keep living?
Oh, gosh.
I said, because I feel good today. Why die? And plus, I got someone here. God is so good. He sent someone to help me. That's how good God is. My arms are not working, but hers is. She brings me water. And I have peace. And all of my workers that work with me, they're like, oh, Ms. Williams, you're always so upbeat, you know. And I don't understand it, and they're usually, a lot of times I see them in the dumps, you know, they want to share their problems, and that's fine. But they're like, how do you do it? I say, try God. Try this meditation stuff. I mean, I have a prayer room where I go in every day. 1 hour, I call it my hour power. That's where I do my meditation, my visualization, and my prayer. Because I have to keep, you know, we have to keep filtering ourselves with the good. That's how we keep that peace, that
right.
joy.
You say through your stories, the reader hopefully will gain a renewal of perspective and learn how to view obstacles in life as God showing his face in order for us, his children, to build strong, unshakable foundations. This book was born to serve ordinary people seeking to do extraordinary things. I love that, too. Beautiful words, beautiful words.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So we all have it within, right?
That's where it is. Everything is within. Your answers, your power, your peace. Go within. It's not those pretty cars. That's not going to bring you joy and peace. And we all want them. Because once you got that peace, you're going to get the pretty cars anyway. Because you're so peaceful, you know, whatever it takes to get it, you're going to do it.
Right. And at the end of every chapter, Diane tells us, it's what, it's 12 stories? Is that what it is?
I'm sorry?
How many stories? I think it's 12 stories that you tell in this book. Let me see.
Oh, no, well, I have 17 stories in that book.
17 stories, okay. And at the end of every chapter,
book.
There's a reflection. And each one starts with go within. And then they go, and accept yourself, therein lies your power. Try God, therein lies your power. Follow your guide, therein lies your power. And I'll read one more. Set boundaries, therein lies your power. And so, and she elaborates on what she means by these things. So at the end of every story, and she tells some beautiful stories, some amazing stories about how she was completely down and out, down to her last dollar, and she had rent to pay, and how these miracles came to her $100 at a time. And it's a very exciting story that you can read if you get this book, Angels in Action, Stories to Inspire. It will inspire you. So, Diane, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to talk about?
I just really believe in the goodness of people. And I just want them, don't let a setback ever stop you. Use that setback to find the good in it and bring yourself to success.
And if my listeners want to buy your book, where do they go to get that?
Amazon.com. Angels in Action by Diane Williams. And when you go there, you can read the first chapter. So you become familiar with that first chapter. And it's great, of course. I'm going to say that I wrote it. but it really is. But it's a free chapter that you can read. On Amazon.com, Angels in Action by Diane Williams.
Okay, and what is your website? What is your website, and what is on your website?
Okay, I have two. One is Mind of a Goddess at WordPress.com.
Mind, M-I-N-D, of a Goddess, WordPress.com, okay.
Yes, and I came up with that title because my name is Diane, and it means Mind of a Goddess, and I'm a prayer counselor.
I was going to ask you what Mind of a Goddess means. Okay.
Yeah. It means Diane in Greek. So
okay.
I said, oh, that's just perfect.
That's perfect. And what is on your? What can we find on your website?
On that website, I, of course, announce all the events that I'm going to do, speaking engagement, radio interviews, book launching parties, whatever event I'm going to do, book readings. And you can also find, I write quotes, and I also share things of empowerment on there, keys for empowerment, sometimes for parenting, sometimes for inspiration. I give a lot of inspirational quotes or articles, things of that nature. And then my other website is BEAM, B as in beautiful, EAM Publishers at WordPress.com. And on that website, you can find some of my articles and book reviews on there, some of my work. And
okay, wonderful. And you do prayer counseling?
Yes, and I am offering free 15 minutes of prayer counseling to anyone that calls me until October 21st.
And okay, and in order to call you, how would they reach you?
I'm sorry. Email me. I'm so old.
Okay.
Email me at writerworks, W-R-I-T-E-R. WRKS, one word, writerworks at gmail.com. And just
okay.
Let me know you're interested in 15 minutes. And I'm also giving away, you know, the five principles I talked about the meditation, the visualization, the affirmations, the prayer, and the instincts. I'm offering that free report, and I call it to five tools to assess your inner assets. So I'm offering that free report to anyone who emails me by October 21. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. So call me. Email me.
Email you, right.
Yeah.
You know, in your chapter, The Merit of a Mentor, your reflection says, go within and believe. Therein lies your power. Dream your dreams. Believing God has given you everything and everyone you need to succeed. After all, He gave you the dream. That is so inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's so true.
It is so true.
It is so true.
Now, for those who were not religious, because I told you before the show started that I never try to bring a religious slant to my shows because I don't want anyone to be not receptive to what they hear. So, and your prayer was through God and through the New Testament and everything. But can we pray to God and not be religious?
Oh, I'm not religious. Let me share that with you. I'm definitely not a religious person.
Okay.
What I do is I call myself spiritual. I'm spiritual and inspirational. Therefore, I pull quotes from all types of books that have inspirational and spiritual quotes, like Eckhart, The Power of Now.
Okay.
I learn a lot about the inner workings, the inner power. He talks about that. He's not religious. And I am definitely not. I do not follow any religion or anything like that. I just enjoy whoever has, and you can call, I call it God, because that's my power greater than me, but you can call it whatever you like, the universe, higher power. No, this stuff works for everybody because we all people want peace, joy, love. We all want these things. We all want our basic needs taken care of. So, I mean, the Dalai Lama, I pull quotes from him, teachings from him.
Right, which is exactly, I mean, these are the exact same things that I do. I'm not a religious person. I'm a very spiritual person. And I do the same. Wisdom is wisdom. The
absolutely.
Universe is the universe, the source or whatever. So, yeah. So, yeah, because a lot of people, and I know this was true of me, that I got hung up with prayer thinking it had to be spoken a certain way or, you know, phrased a certain way or I had to be on my knees or whatever it was. And, you know, it was when I learned that I didn't need to do any of those things that I was able to accept it. And so I think that's a really important message for my listeners to hear, is that prayer can come, you know, in any way, shape, or form that works for you.
And for me, prayer is just communicating with my God, just talking. And like I say, I believe in raising the vibrations. I even like numerology.
Okay, great.
I know my number. And I read astrology. It's very interesting because you get, there's a lot of sources out here. It's not just one thing. And
right.
Because we want to be a whole being, not just a one being. So I really encourage people to find what works for you. There's something out there for everybody.
Right. And, you know, that's what I try to do with this show is, you know, there is not one path for everyone. We can inspire others with what works for us, but I like to show several different ways, many different ways, that people inspire what works for them, because
we gravitate towards what feels right to us.
Absolutely.
We can't do it all, but you hear the one thing and all of a sudden it can change your life. You can hear things over and over and over, and then you hear that one thing that sparks you, and that's what can change your life. So I love having people on like you who explain what really sparks their life. And you wrote it in such a beautiful way. So I want to thank you very, very much for being my guest today again. Diane Williams' book is called Angels in Action, Stories to Inspire. And it is available on Amazon.com. And you can check out her website, mindofagoddess.wordpress.com, for more inspiration. Thank you, Diane, for being such a wonderful guest today. And I wish you well and continued success in your life.
Thank you so much for having me on, Ms. Fine. And thank you, listeners, for listening to me. I hope I said something that would make a difference in your life today.
I'm sure
bye-bye.
That you did. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So our time is up for today. If you have any comments or questions about today's show or any other shows, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is RANDIGFINE.com. loveyourlife@randygfine.com. And my website is randygfine.com. I hope you will visit. I have articles and videos on there about spiritual growth, personal growth, healing, metaphysical, empowerment, letting go, meditation, parenting, relationships, original quotes, and many Randyisms, meaning quotes that I've created. And I always put them in a beautiful picture quote. So you can steal them and use them if you'd like on other sites, as long as you give me credit. Every second Friday of the month, I will be doing a show where I will be taking your calls on narcissistic personality disorder abuse. If this is something that is affecting you or something you have found tools to deal with, please call in the show from 11 to 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time. The number to call is 424-220-1801. Call in and share with me or allow me to help you with your situations. There's also a new page on Facebook for you can always visit my Randy G. Fine page. There's a new page that I started called Narcissistic Abuse Survivors United. And I'm really trying to gain support for that page, so I would appreciate if you would go there and like the page and then become involved. Allow me to help you, and we can help others. You know me on the radio. You can also speak to me for counseling. And if you go to my website, randygfine.com, there is a page called Fine Life Issues Counseling. You can go to that page and read all about my policies and my philosophies, and allow me to help you if that is something that you are seeking. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. I want to thank you again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Better way.